We're holding the bottom of Samach on Beis.
Okay, good.
The Gemara in the bottom of Samach on the Beis, we're technically holding the second to last line, but let's just recap a little bit. The Gemara added a Shaila. By a Karm Pesach, B'Shar Yemais Hashana, we know that if you shecht it l'shma, it's no good, because you can't have a Pesach B'Shar Yemais Hashana. If you shecht it Shaloi l'shma, so then it becomes a Shlomim, and then it's kosher. It's no longer a Pesach, you uprooted it, you did it Shaloi l'shma, and now... It's a Dara Poshet that if you do it l'shlamim, it works. But the Gemara is going to say later on that even if you do it for a different carbon, it works, because once it's no longer Pesach, so now it's a shlam that you did Shalai Rishmai, and a shlam that you do Shalai Rishmai is also kosher. The Gemara's question is, what happens if you're not Iker the same shlamim? Instead, you are Iker the Bailim. Let's say it's Reuven's Karban Pesach, and you shechted it for Shimon. So, that's also a type of Shalai Lishmai. So, do we say the fact that you did it Shalai Lishmai, so now it makes it a Pesach Shalai Bizman that was done Shalai Lishmai? It's no longer a Pesach, and now it becomes a Shlomim and it's kosher? Or do we say that no, you were only Eichur the Shem Bayim, you were never Eichur the Shem of the carbon, and therefore it's no good? That was the Gemara Shaila. So, Rapapo said he wanted to say in front of Rava that since Bizmanai, there's two Psuim. There's a psul of Shinoi Bailim, and there's a psul of Shinoi Kodesh. So just like the psul of Shinoi Kodesh, when you have in mind the wrong carbon, if you do it Shalai Bizmani, it makes it kosher. So Huadim, the psul of Shinoi Bailim, when you have in mind the wrong owner, if you do that Shalai Bizmani, that makes it kosher. That's where we were holding. So says Rapapa V'Amar Li, and he said back to me, meaning referring to Rava, Loi, that's not so. You can't learn Shinoi Bailim from Shinoi Kodesh. Why? Because im amarta b'Shinoi Kodesh, if you say that Shinoi Kodesh has the power to be Masha the Pesach, because it's a very strong psul. Number one, shekem psula b'gufay. The psul is in the carbon itself. The name of the carbon is the carbon itself. Where the bialim is not in the carbon itself, it's just who owns the bialim, it's something external. The yeshne ba'arba avoidus, the psul of shinu kodesh is in all four avoidus, the shrit v'kabal al-alach al-nizrika. The yeshne ba'achamisa, and even after the owner dies, let's say a person mafresh a carbon, and then the mafresh dies, the Yisraelim who bring the carbon, they still have to bring it l'shma. They have to, if it's a chatas, they have to bring it l'shma. A chatas can come after the bayim die. But let's say it's a shlomim, it has to come l'shem shlomim. If it's an oila, it has to come l'shem oila. They can't change it from an oila to a shlomim, or a shlomim to an oila. Whereas shine bayim, we'll see in a moment, la'achamisa, there is no bayim. So it doesn't pass shine bayim once the bayim die. And lastly, v'yesh ha'mitzibu k'v'yachad, even on a carbon sleeper, you could have Shina Kodesh, a carbon Talmud Shoshaka. You could have in mind that you're bringing it as a different carbon, so it would have the same psul of Shalai Lishma, just like a carbon Yachid has a psul of Shalai Lishma. Taimur b'Shina Bailim, whereas a Shina Bailim, if you haven't ridden the wrong owner, that it doesn't have these four milas. First of all, the Eim Psul of the Gufay, like we said before, Bailim is not part of the carbon itself, that's extrinsic to the carbon. Ve'ein Arba Avodos, and it's not by all four avodos. It's like the Gemara says in Masechet Zvachim that the ikar of the bialim, the ikar kapara that the bialim get out of a carbon is b'shas the zrika. So if you shecht l'shem the wrong bialim, or you do kabbalah l'shem the wrong bialim, it's not possible. It's only possible if you shecht al menas l'chaper for, meaning to do the zrika for the wrong bialim, or you do kabbalah al menas to do the zrika for the wrong bialim. So it comes out that the psul of Shalai Lishma, even though the machshava could take place b'shas any one of the four avodos, but the psul is actually happening because it's a machshava about the zrika. So it's not legabi all four avodos; it's only be'ikar legabi zrika. The ein la'achamisa, and like we said before, it's not la'achamisa Maybe once the Bailam are nifter, so if now the Yisoyimim shecht this carbon with l'shem some other person, it's 100% kosher, because the Bailam doesn't make a difference anymore. He's already nifter. It's like it's kimat, like it's ownerless. And also a carbon zebra can't have a shina bialim, because everybody's the bialim of a carbon zebra. So who are you going to be mashana to?
But what if you were mashana to one individual person?
So it seems that the way they're understanding is that since that one individual person is part of the zebra, so it doesn't take away anybody else. Tarot says you had in mind this person, so he's part of the zebra. So that's not called a shina. You had in mind some of the right bialim.
Still be considered a
zebra. Right. Yeah. I mean, even the same thing would be small on a smaller level. If you had a carbon of three shutvim and you had my only one of them, that wouldn't be called shalei shema, because that's one of the bialim of that are there.
Even if it's to the exclusion of the other one, it's one thing to have.
There's no machshava to exclude other people. The Torah didn't give you such a machshava. The Torah gave a machshava of who to bring it for. But
we do have a Pesach that if he didn't have the other people in the Chabura, right? Does he have to think of everyone?
No, by the Korban Pesach it's the same thing. You don't have to think of everybody in the Chabura. I mean, the Chachila, you should, but I'm saying it's not possible if you don't think of everybody in the Chabura. It's only possible if you think of someone who's not in the Chabura. But if the Chabura is 10 people and you only thought of 5 of them, it won't be possible. Says the Gemara, the afal gav the tarati lav dafka. We just gave 4 pirchos. Why shina kodesh is better than shina bailim? So even though 2 of these kashas are lav dafka, because you could debate them like we're going to do in a moment and say that there's really no mile of shina kodesh over shina bailim in those areas, tarati lav dafka. But 2 of them at least are dafka. So since at the end of the day we're going to have 2 pirchos that shina kodesh has, the Shina Bayam doesn't, so since Shina Kaidish is stronger, maybe that's why it could uproot Shalai Bismanoi, the Shem Pesach from it, and make the Pesach into a Shalom and make a kosher. Masha Engin Shina Bayam, which isn't as strong, maybe doesn't have the ability to uproot the Shem Pesach from it, and therefore maybe it will not be kosher. Now, which 2 are Lav Dafka? The Maishna Shina Bayam to Layali Psula Begufoi. Why are you considering Shina Bayam not a Psul in the Guf? The psul ma'ashav ba'almahu. So this man of the Gemara holds, not like we said before, that guf and shaloi b'gufay has to do with the fact that the name of the carbon is part of the carbon, whereas the bialim are not part of the carbon. He says that psul b'gufay is totally if something happened to the guf of the animal itself, or it was just a machshava, because the machshava didn't connect to the guf of the animal. So if you want to consider shina bialim not a psul begufo, because it happened only by machshava, nothing happened to the carbon itself. So shina kodesh nami psul machshava ba'alma. So if that svar is correct, so then shina haguf is also not a psul begufo. There's no difference between them. They're both machshava. Visu, furthermore, hada amar b'shina b'aylim ein lachamisa, that which we said, shina b'aylim is not lachamisa, that's not so poshut either. Because Rav Pinchas Brei de Rav Ami, there is a shita, which is the shita of Rav Pinchas Brei de Rav Ami, Dama Yeshinu B'Aylam Lachamisa, he holds that there is Shinu B'Aylam Yivan Lachamisa, meaning if Reuven is Nifter, and now the carbon is by the Yisoyimim have to bring the carbon L'Shem Reuven. If they bring it L'Shem Shimon, they're not Yotzei Reuven's Chayv. What's the Nafkamina? So if you hold Shibud D'Raisa, and he leaves nechassim, he leaves property over from his estate. So then they would have to purchase from those nechassim more another behemah and bring another carbon, because he didn't fulfill his chayv that he had. And even if you hold that there's no such thing, that shibud is not the raisa, then me the raisa is no such thing as a shibud on the nechassim, and therefore regardless they're not bringing another one, but the nachtamim would still be the chatchila if they're allowed to have in mind someone else. If you hold that there's no shina bialim lachamisa, you're allowed to have in mind someone else because there is no bialim. If you hold that there is, like with Pinchas Brei de Rav Ami, that there is bialim even lachamisa, so then at least lachatchila you're not allowed to have in mind someone else. So according to that shita, you don't have that pircha as well. So Ma'ik Lamein, what are you going to say? You can't say that there's a chiluk legabe lacha misa between Shina Bailam and Shina Kodesh. However, even if you want to disagree with those two perches, you want to say like one madama that holds yesh, that there is Bailam lacha misa, or you want to say like this svara that both of them are not considered a psul beguf, but the other two, that Shina Kodesh is in all four avodas, where Shina Bailam is only in the Zerika, and that Shina Kodesh is Shaykh B'tzibur, where Shina Bailam is not Shaykh B'tzibur. So those two perches are good perches. So since Shina Bailam is a stronger psul, maybe that's why it could be Eichel L'Shem Pesach. Masha Engin Shina Bailam, which is a weaker psul, maybe it cannot be Eichel L'Shem Pesach. El Amar Rava, therefore, based on these perches, said Rava, Pesach sheshachtoi v'shayim es hashanah b'shina bailim, a Pesach that you shech the rest of the year, but you weren't mishana the shame of the Pesach, rather you were just mishana the shame of the bailim. So then nasa kemisha ein lebailim bezmanoi. So it's not oikah the shame Pesach from it. All it does, if anything, is it's oikah the shame bailim for it. So for all intents and purposes, it's as if you shecht it on the 14th bezmanoi as a Karban Pesach without any Bailim or with a Shinu Bailim, Upasal, which is obviously going to be Pasal. So you didn't gain anything, and therefore the Karban is going to be Pasal. Says the next Mishnah, Shachtoi Shalei Laichlov, V'Shalei Lemnuyov, V'Arei Lemulot Tumeim. Let's say you shecht a Karban Pesach, so just like we discussed before, there's a unique psul by a Karban Pesach that you don't have by any other Karban, that in addition to the lishma of the shame of the carbon, you have to have shechted it for a Pesach. In addition to the shame bailov, that when you have to shecht it, then the carbon should count for the proper owners. There's a much. Yes.
I'm sorry. I just want to understand the mechanics of how this works. This last piece. So, Maisa, we're saying that if you have the wrong bailov in mind, therefore it's not going to be considered a Pesach, and therefore it won't be considered a Shlamim, and therefore it'll be a Pesach, and it'll be Pasul.
Correct.
Right?
Yes.
So, the fact that you're shechting it not on Pesach, that makes it a Shlamim. So we said, right? You do a Shlamim, it makes it a Shlamim.
So the territory is...
It's a Shem Pesach, it's a Shlamim. And with the Shlamim, Shinoi Balam doesn't Pasul.
Okay.
So how does this become a Pasul?
Because that which we said that when you shecht the Pesach b'shayim b'shashana it's a shlamim, it's not an automatic thing. If you shecht the Pesach l'shem Pesach, let's say you did everything right, but before Shini Bailam for a second, let's say you did a Pesach l'shem Pesach and l'shem the right owners. Everybody agrees it's pasul, because you have to be it could become a shlamim, but you have to let it become oikir.
Doesn't that become a shlamim then?
That's the terrace. It doesn't automatically become a shlamim. You have to be oikir the shem Pesach, and then it becomes a shlamim. But if you do it the shem Pesach, then you're not allowing the shem Pesach to be nekar.
So when we say that a karmen Pesach was shechted shayim atashana, that means you didn't have in mind for Pesach. I didn't understand.
Right. That's what comes out. Yes, a Pesach was shayim atashana. You can't have in mind the Shem Pesach. If you have in mind the Shem Pesach, then you're basically disallowing it from becoming a Shlomim, and then it will be Pasul.
So how is it called a Pesach Shayimos Hashanah? It's not
Pesach. That's why it is a Pesach. It's a Karban Pesach, and you're not allowing it to become a Shlomim. So it's a Karban Pesach that you brought at the wrong time. That's exactly why it's going to be Pasul.
But if you had in mind that it's a shlamim, then it would be...
Right, then it's oikirit, and then it bec- then it, that's when it transforms into a shlamim. But now, we're going to see later on that it could be that there's a difference between before Pesach and after Pesach. We mentioned this yesterday, that before Pesach, it's slated to be a Karban Pesach. So then it's L'chayim more poshut that you should have to be oikirit, and if you're not oikirit, and kol shekein, even if you shechted stam, it will be pasul, and kol shekein, if you shechted the same Pesach, it will be pasul. After Pesach, it's much different, because after Pesach is no longer slated to be a Karban Pesach. It missed this chance already. So let's say for whatever reason you didn't bring the Karban Pesach because you brought a different one instead, and now it's Lag Ba'omer, and you want to shecht it. So now there's going to be a good sound to say later that after Pesach Itaka doesn't need Akira, and even if you shecht it Shlomo, it's automatically a Shlomo, because by definition it's not slated to be a Karban Pesach anymore. But for sure before Pesach, if we're standing in the middle of Shvat, and you were mafresh at l'shem Makom Pesach, and then you decided to shechta today, so then, without an akira, it's for sure a stam of l'shem Pesach.
That's the way I remember learning it last time, when we learned this in Svachim, or I don't remember where it was.
Right.
I remember, that's the way we learned it.
Right, correct.
That it was, if you have it afterwards, then you don't need a
makom. Right. So it could be this whole Gemara is talking about before, then.
If it's Gemara would only be beforehand, where you need an akira.
Right. Right, so Tosfos speaks this out in yesterday's Gemara that we're talking about before, according to the Tzad, that you need Akira. That you don't need Akira after.
Because if you don't need Akira, then it's a Stam.
Because then you have your Kasha, then it's a Shlomo that you did Shlomo Lishma, right, yes,
100%.
Okay. Why wouldn't it be before the next Pesach?
Because a Korban Pesach could only be in its first year, so by the time next Pesach comes along, it's going to be possible for Pesach. Okay, says the Mishnah. Shachtoi shelo oichlo. So let's say you shecht the Karban Pesach and you had in mind the wrong oichlim, right? That's what Ramin is saying. So, but besides the regular psulim of shina bialim and shina kodesh that a Karban Pesach has, it also has a special din, which is exeris akasa. We'll see in the Gemara by a Karban Pesach who you don't have by any other carbon, that you have to have in mind the right people to eat the carbon, people who are able, capable of eating the carbon, and this is both physically, lafuki azakan and achayla who can't physically eat, or lafuki people who are not capable of eating lalacha, like a tamir and an aro. So you have to have in mind the right people. Now this mashal, like we're going to see in the Gemara, is beikar b'shas the shchita. If b'shas the other three of others, it doesn't pass though. And it's different than the machshava of shemaylim of shini bayim that we just got finished saying in the previous gemara, which is dafka and zrika, because who the carbon counts for, that is taller than zrika, because that's the ikar kapara of the carbon. Who's going to eat it over here? The xeris akazav is that machshava is dafka b'shas l'shchita and not shemay b'shas l'shchita. So shachta shemay leichol. Let's say you shachta carbon pesach and you have in mind that it's going to be eaten by people who are not capable of eating it. Now, we're talking about over here, Pashtus. Rashi before says not like that, but Rav Bishonim disagree with Rashi. This is not the wrong Bailim. Even if they're right Bailim, you had a Kabur of 20 people, and three of them happen to get sick and they're not capable of eating. And you had those people in mind. So it's not a Mashem Shalom Dishmah because they are the right owners. But Aval Pikein, since they're not capable of eating, and you had in mind only those three and not anybody else, so now it's Shalom Lishem Eichlo. Or Shalom Nuyam. Let's say you had in mind people that are not counted, they're not part of the group of this Karban Pesach. Now, this Machshava sounds like it's a regular Machshava Shalom Lishma. If you had in mind the wrong Bailim, that's a regular Shina Bailim. However, Rashi seems to say like that it's a regular Shina Bailim, but other Rishonim say that no, even this Machshava is a special because it's a color by Karban Pesach, because again, it's a slight nuance of a difference, but like we've been saying the whole time, Shina Bailim is that it should, that the Kapara should go, that the Karban should count like this, that these people brought it. You're not talking about that now. Now you're talking about who's going to eat it. So Shalom Nuyam means Avada, it's going to be Reuven's Karban, but I had in mind Reuven will get the credit in Shemayim for bringing the carbon. But I had in mind that Shimon's going to be the one who ate it. So the Shalom Nuyam is in the eating, who's going to eat it, and whereas Shina Bayim is in who the Zrika counts for, who the Kapara counts for.
This also has to be exclusively Shalom Nuyam, like if you have in mind.
Yeah. So according to this, if it's a regular Shina Bayim, then it doesn't have to be exclusive, because Lishmoy Vishalom Lishmoy is possible, like we learned in the previous Mishnah. But if it's a new machshava which is part of the category of shalei la'ichlov, then 100%, just like shalei la'ichlov has to be exclusively shalei la'ichlov, and like we're going to say soon, la'ichlov v'shalei la'ichlov is kosher. So who adin lemnuya v'shalei lemnuya, according to Rav Rishonim, that it's not absolutely shalei lishma, so then elechanami will be kosher. Or you had in mind la reidim, people who don't have a bris milah, so they can't eat the Karban Pesach, la halacha, or the tmeim, people who are tamei, who again cannot la halacha eat the Karban Pesach. So in all those cases, pasul. However, if you have in mind la'ichlo v'shulei la'ichlo, l'mu v'shulei l'mu, l'mu u'la reidim, the tmeim u'tairim. So if you have in mind people who cannot eat together with people who could eat, so then kosher. So then it's going to be kosher, like we'll see in the Gemara, that this psul is only if you have it exclusively for people who can't eat. But if you have in mind a group, some of them could eat, some of them can't eat, so then it's kosher.
Does the entire B'nai Chabura need to eat?
Well, each individual has to eat in order to be as a Hizchiv.
But if one of those people don't, because I remember something we spoke about where one of those people can't, one of the people in the Chabura cannot eat.
Right.
Either because they became Tamei or because right. they're sick.
So he doesn't pass on anybody else. What?
Then it ruins the whole Chabura, no?
No. If one individual can't eat, he doesn't mess up the Chabura. There's a shaila in the Tanayim if he himself didn't eat, if it's ma'akiv him, himself, personally. But he's definitely not going to, just because he's Tamei or he's a chayla zaken and he can't eat, he definitely doesn't mess up the Chabura. Shachne Karim Chatzos. What happens if you shachne Karim Pesach? Right, so again, like I explained before, let's leave Rashi to the side because Rashi is more complicated. But if you learn like Rav Rishonim, because Shalai Vishayim Bala means that the kapara, that the Zrika, should count for the wrong people. It should be, instead of Reuven and Shimon bringing the carbon, it should be as if Levi and Yehuda brought the carbon. Shalai Vishayim is not who the carbon should count for. Reuven and Shimon brought the carbon, and they're going to get the credit in Shemayim for bringing the carbon. The kapara is going to be for them. You had in mind that it should be eaten by Levi and Yehuda who weren't money on the carbon. So one's in the kapara in who the carbon counts for, and one is in who's going to eat it.
So how is that different
than so people who are money on it but they can't eat it.
But they can't eat
it. And Shalai Lemnu of these people who are very capable of eating, it's just that they weren't counted on it from before the Shita. Let's say you shelter Karim Pesach before Chatzai, it's possible. Mishum Shadar Ben Abayim. It has to be in the afternoon. If you shelter before Chatzai, so it's by definition, it's not in the afternoon. Shelter Karim Tamid. However, if you shelter in the afternoon prior to the Karim Tamid, like even though we learned in the beginning of the parak that it has to be brought after the Karim Tamid, nonetheless, it's going to be kosher. That din that is supposed to come before the Karim Tamid is not going to be the Evid Pass of the Karim. However, you should have someone else mix the blood, stir the blood, until you do the Zrika of the Dama Tamid. Meaning, just because you did the Shechita before the Tamid, doesn't mean that the whole carbon should come before the Tamid. We still would want, the Tamid still takes precedence. So, what you should do is take the blood and put it on the side until after you bring the carbon Tamid. However, if you're just going to put it on the side, it's going to congeal, it's going to coagulate, and then you're not going to be able to do Zrika to it. That's why we say, give it to someone else to mix the blood. Keep it constantly stirred in order that it shouldn't become hard, and then you'll do the Zrika after the Karim Tamid. That's all what you're supposed to do l'chatchila again. However, in Israel, but if even the Zrika was done before the Tamid, kosher at the end of the day, but the evidence will be kosher. What's considered Shalei Leichlov? The Shum Chayla, you had in mind a person, he was Monday on the Karim Pesach, he's one of the people of the group. But he's sick, and he's too sick to be able to eat a kezayis of basar, either shem zaken or a person who's too old to be able to eat a kezayis of basar. He doesn't have teeth, whatever the case may be. Keitav shalei lemnuyav. What would be shalei lemnuyav? Nimdulam chabura zu. There was chabura A was counted on this carbon pesach to be able to eat it. V'shakin shem chabura acheres. And instead of and he when he shakin, he had in mind that chabura B is going to eat it as opposed to chabura A. That would be shalei lemnuyav. Minarimi, how do you know that all these things passel the Karim Pesach? Tanur Rabbanan, b'michsas. The pasuk says b'michsas. The full pasuk reads, v'imimat habayis miyos v'istev lakachu u'shchenoi hakarav obeisoi. So if the family itself is too small to finish one set, so he should join in with his neighbors, people who are close to his house. B'michsas nefashois. Based on the cheshbin of the number of people, ishla fiachle, each person compared based on how much he could eat, techaisi you should cheshbin on this sheep. So the fact that the Torah says the mixas that it's totally in the people who are oiski cheshbin on the sheep. That means you have to have in mind when you shecht it that it should be eaten by those who were counted. And that joined in to be the ones of that chabura to eat that sheep. You would think that if you just did a shechita, shalayim nuyav, so you were over lachatchila, you're supposed to shechta them nuyav. However, we're kosher, but maybe it's not makiv b'diyav, maybe it would still be kosher. Like many things that we know in kachim are not makiv. Smich is not makiv. Even by most karbonis, even shalayim shema is not makiv. It's loyal to the same chayva, but it's still kosher. So how do you know that these things are ma'akiv? Tamalayim mechstas tachayzu, because it says the mechstas, like we said before, and the end of the pasuk is tachayzu. Again, tachayzu is a lashon of cheshbon. That means it has to go according to the people that were cheshboned in, that were counted to be able to eat this carbon pasach. So hakasashina la ba'akiv. So the Torah repeated it twice, and that's the rule by kachshon. No, anything that the pasuk repeats twice is coming to tell us that it's ma'akiv. Rabbi Aimer, Rabbi says, Lashon Sursi Hu, this is a Sursi is a certain dialect of Aramis, of Aramaic. So this Tachaisu is a Lashon Sursi, Ka'adam Ha'im al-Khaver, like a person who says to his friend, Kais li tlezeh, Shecht for me this sheep. Meaning, Kais is a Lashon of Shechita. So Tachaisu means Bishas the Shechita. Now the Mepharshim explain, most Rishonim, that this Rebbe is not coming to argue in the Tanakhama. In Lashon Kodesh, Tachayisu and Bemichsas means Cheshbin. And that's why it tells us it has to be Lemnuyav. But how do you know, like we said before, that that's Dafka B'shas the Shechita, not B'shas the other Avodas? Because there's a dual meaning. Tachayisu in Sursi could also mean Shechita. So this din of Machshavas Menuyav is in the Shechita, not in any of the other Avodas. Eshkechon Shalai Lemnuyav. I only find that Shalai Lemnuyav is a psul. Shalai Lemnuyav is a psul. How do you know that if they were Menuyav, but they are not capable of eating, how do you know that that's a psul? They were cheshbon on the animal, they can't be learned from Mikhsas and Tachaisu. Everything. Well, Amakra Ish Lefi Achlai. It says, Ish of every person Lefi Achlai, according to how much he eats. So Tachaisu, you do the Shechita. So Lefi Achlai means people are capable of eating. So ish gash, we make a hekesh of oichlan lemuyav, the people who are capable of eating, to the people who are gecheshbend, the people who are counted on the sheep, because the chaisu is the menuyav. So just like the shalay lemuyav is possible, so what then shalay loichlav would be possible. Shachtoi lemulim. Oh, so we didn't. Right, so we as of yet we didn't bring a drasha. How do you know that la'ichlav and shalei la'ichlav is kasher? We just brought that the ikur thing that there is a psul of shalei la'ichlav b'chlal and shalei la'ichlav b'chlal. We're going to get to later on in on Amud Beis. The Gemara is going to say, how do you know by arel, which is a type of shalei la'ichlav, that it's daf gives you if they're all arelim and not la'arelim ulamulim. And the Rishonim explained that once we know that drasha by Aral, so who are then the all Shalei Leichlav and all Shalei Lemuyav, because they're all compared to each other. So Shachta Lemulim, said the Gemara, let's say he shachted it with the right intention that it's going to be eaten by Mulim, by people who have Bris Mila, so they're capable of eating the Karban Pesach. Amenashi Iskapu by Arelim, but you had in mind that the kapara should be for people who cannot eat the Karban Pesach because they are Arelim. So I mean, you're shechting it out. I'm sorry?
What kapara?
The zrika. I mean, kapara by carbon doesn't only mean atonement for a sin. It means that the reach of the carbon should count for him.
So you did the shechita for Mulim and the...
That besides the shechita, you had in mind that the zrika should count for Arelim. So again, these Arelim were Bailim, Pashtus. We'll see soon, maybe we're not talking about that, but Pashtus, we're talking about that the Arelim were Bailim. But maybe, nonetheless, it's a Mashava of, even though they were Bailim, since they're not capable of eating it, maybe nonetheless that will end up passing the carbon. That's going to be the Shaila. So Shachtu Lemulim, if you shacht it for people who have a Bris Mila, therefore they're capable of eating it, but b'shas shechita, you had in mind that the zrika will work or should work for only arelim and not for the mulim. Bezrika. So what's the status of this carbon? Rav Chisda Amar Pasul, Rav Amar Kasher. Rav Chisda Amar Pasul, yes, machshavas arelim bezrika. That you could have a machshava of the arelim b'shas bezrika, and it takes effect to make the carbon pasul. Now the Rishonim speak out that it means not that you could think it b'shas bezrika, because shaloi la'ichol, like we've said before until now, is only b'shas b'shchita. It means that b'shas b'shchita, if you have in mind the zrika, it takes effect. Rabba Amar Kosher, whereas Rabba says it's kosher, ein machshavas arelim bezrika, that no, it has to be within the shchita itself. But if b'shas b'shchita you have in mind the zrika, it's meaningless. Amar Rabba, Mina Minala, what's my source that it's kosher, that there's no machshavas arelim b'shas b'zrika? The Tanya, because we have a brisa. I would think that he would passel the rest of the chabura together with him. Now this is talking about an oral, right? So if one of the people is an oral, so I would think the same way that he's no good, so now he messes up the rest of the chabura as well. Vidinu. And if anything, you could learn logically that makes sense, that he should pass on the whole chav, we should learn him logically. If you have in mind la relim, it's no good, and if you have in mind tveim, it's no good. Both of them are not capable of eating. Ma tuma, so just like tuma, la yasub mixes tuma kachol tuma. So if you have in mind the tveim or the tahirim, it works, so the tveim don't mess up the tahirim. Af arlo, so to by arlo, lo yosef mixes tuma kachol tuma. Logically, you should say that mixes arlo should not passel. The same way that kol arlo passels. That means if you only have in mind arelim. Oy klach l'derech zu, or maybe say the opposite. Hayov arlo poiseles, since arlo passels uzman poiseles. If you have in mind to eat part of the carbon shaloi bizmanoi, let's say tomorrow, it would also passel. That's machshavas pigol. So mazman, just like a machshava about the wrong zman, also a mixas zman can call zman. Even if you had in mind only part of the carbon, meaning it doesn't have to be that you had in mind to eat the whole carbon shalei bizmanoi. Even if you were going to eat one kizayis of the entire carbon shalei bizmanoi, it passes the entire carbon. So mixas zman is just like call zman. So af arla, so to arla, also a mixas arla kakarla. Even if only one, if you had in mind five people and only one of the five was an oral, that should be enough to pass with the whole group. So says the Gemara, nearly midayim. Let's see which one is it more similar. On the one hand, we have tuma that we say mixes tuma is not kechol tuma. On the other hand, we have zman that mixes zman is kechol zman. So let's see which one is arelim more daimed to. Donim davar sheinu nagim b'chol zachim, davar sheinu nagim b'chol zachim. We should learn a psul that's dafk in the carbon pesach and it's not noyig by any other carbon from another psul which is not noyig by any other carbon. Meaning both la'relim and tmeim are both variants of people who are not capable of eating the carbon pesach. These are both psulim in a carbon pesach which you don't have by other carbonists. If an arol, he can't eat it, but if an arol sends a carbon shlomim or a tami sends a carbon shlomim to the base of mikdash and the carbon shlomim is brought, he's going to his carbon. Someone else will eat it. Zman, and don't compare it to zman. Don't learn from zman. Because that's a universal psul. That's a psul by all karbonis. So a pesach tikka psul makes much more sense to learn from a pesach tikka psul. Or maybe go the other way around. You should learn a psul that doesn't have exceptions, like arla. From another psul that doesn't have exceptions, which is shalei bizmanoi. Va'al yichiach tumah. Whereas, don't bring a riot from Tumah, Shehut to Mekor, because Tumah has exceptions. If regular Tzibur is Tameh, they could bring the carpet of a Tumah, not only could they bring it to Tumah, but they even eat it to Tumah. So maybe, other rabbi, we should compare the Psul of Arla to the Psul of Zman, and say that the same way that by Zman mixes is Kekula, so too by Arla, even mixas is Kekula. So since in Svar we have no Raya either way, you could say one way, you can say the other way. So therefore we have to look from the psukim tamalim or zois. So it says zois kukasa pesach, so zois will tell us dafka if it's kol arl and not if it's mixas arl. Now the Gemara is going to explain in a minute how we see it from the zois. But before we go any further, another kasha that the Gemara is not going to ask today, but in Mirch Hashem the Gemara is going to get to, is it seems over here that the Gemara already knows that by tumah it has to be kol tamei. But if there's five people and only one is tamei, he doesn't mess up the other five. By our Rav of Pikei, we have a shayla, if one is an Aron, the other four are not Aron, does it pass or does it not pass? So why is tuma more poshut that mixes tuma is not a problem, and that even afterwards we still have a shayla, what's the status of mixes Aron? So that the Gemara is going to get to a mitzvah shem later on in the sugya. But as of now, we're just taking that as a fact. Mixes tuma, we know for sure, doesn't pass. The shayla was, what about mixes Arla? So Zokta Gemara will learn from the word Zeis that mixes Arla doesn't pass. My Zeis, what do you see from this word Zeis? Zeis doesn't tell us anything about mixes versus whole. Elaim that Zeis is coming to say the Kuli Arla Pasla, mixes Arla Pasla, that only if you do call Arla, you have in mind only Arelim, let's say you have five people in mind and all five were Arelim, then it's possible. But if you had in mind only mixes Arelim, it's not possible. That can't be learned from Zeis, because you don't see it from Zeis. Rather, it's learned from V'chol Arol. From the fact that the Torah says, V'chol Arol Le'echabai, so we dashen only if it's totally La'arelim, then it's a problem. But if it's not Kol Arol, it's not all Arelim, it's some Arelim and some Ulim, then it's not a problem. And like we spoke about before, once we have this drasha by Kol Arol, we'll learn, Tumah we'll have to see again, like we said, how we know that by Tumah it has to be called Tumah. But will be learned from Kol Arol, just like Arelim, we have a drasha that mixes Arol is not like Kol Arol. So who Adin by Eichlav and Shalay Leichlav mixes Eichlin or mixes Menuyim is not going to be possible, because it's only possible if it's totally Shalay Leichlav or totally Shalay Leichlav. So El Rav
Hachikah. What is Mikol Arol? That's a possible.
Yeah, the Kol Arol Leichlavai. It says, but in Parshas Bayit, this week's Parsha, it says V'chol Arol Lo Yechabai. It doesn't say V'Arol Lo Yechabai. It says Kol Arol.
Did the Gemara bring down?
No, we're quoting. This is the first time we're quoting here. So, mine does it. This pasuk tells us that which Arolus is a problem is only obviously the Arol himself. If he's an Arol, even if no one else is an Arol, he can't eat. But as far as the pasas and the carbon is concerned, it's dafka if it's kol Arol. It's dafka if it's all Arelim. But if it's a marshava that's only mixas Arelim, that's not going to pass on the carbon. Tamalei v'chal Arol. Kui Arol pasla v'mixas Arol pasla. V'chi tema. So then, if that's the case, it's learned from kol Arol. So then what are you doing with this dice? Right, so El Alav Haki Katani. Tav Levi V'chal Arol Kula Arla Pasla Mitzasa Le Pasla. V'chi Tema made the Brisa. There's a piece missing from the Brisa. Basically, the Drush is Kol Arol, but now the Brisa continues and says V'chi Tema. Maybe you'll say Hu Adil Lizrika the Kula Arla Mia Pasla. That's the same way that we find by the Shechita that at least if you have in mind only Arelim, it's Pasla. So maybe Hu Adil B'Shas Lizrika if you have in mind only Arelim, it should be Pasla. On that, Tamalei Mezayis, that's where the meat of Zayis comes in. B'shchita hu the kule arla mi apasla, avazrika afil kule arla nami apasla. The Zayis is a meat. Only this and not something else. And the pasuk was talking about shchita. So only in the shchita, that's when you have a psul of kol arelim. Masha ekin in the zrika, even if you have in mind kol arelim, it's still not going to be possible. So that's a riot to Rabbah. Rabbah says, Shachtei Lemulim al Menashe Yiskaper by Arelim, that the Zrika should be for Arelim. It's kosher. Why? Because Zayis tells us the soul of Arelim is only in the Shechita and not in the Zrika. V'chi Teva, maybe you're going to ask me, my Kula the Zrika, why is Zrika any more Kula Dik than Shechita, that the soul should only be in the Shechita and not in the Zrika? Tell us this, it makes sense. The Emar Shev is Eichlim Mizrika, because like we said before, the whole psul of Eichlim is Dafkin Eshchita. So even though over here it's not literally a psul of Eichlim, because you did Al Mashi Yiskaber by Arelim, but since we already see that people who are not eaters, that is, the Eshchita is more common than Gabi's there, so who had the Gabi the Kapara, the psul, there is no psul in the Zrika of Al Mashi Yiskaber by Arelim. So that's a riot to Rabbah. So Reb Chisda, who says that if you shecht the mulam al menashe yiskaper by Arelim, it's possible. So what's he going to say? So he's going to say Adar Rabbah, the exact opposite. Lidach Yisa, go the other way around. Meaning, Zayis is an exclusion, but the exclusion can go two ways. You could either say, like we were saying before, Zoyt by the Shkita is possible, but not by the Zrika, or you could say, Mamish Pung Fakert. Tamalem Revachol Aro, by the Shkita it has to be Kol Aro, Kula Aro L'Possel, only if you have in mind, only Arelim it's possible, but Miksasa, if you have in mind, partial Arelim and some Mulim, L'Possel, the Shkita is not possible. Aro Zrika, but by the Zrika it's not that way, I feel Miksasa, Nami Possel. It's excluded the exact opposite way. Over there you don't need Kol Aro, because even Miksas Aro is possible. V'chi terma hu adin l'zrika da'adika kula arlam loy pasla, then maybe you want to say that zrika is the same as shkita, that it's not possible until it's kol arlam, totally arelim. Tamalim is zeis. And that the meaning of zeis says, no, shkita u demiksas loy pasla, da'afka by the shkita, that's where you have this din that mixes is not going to be absol. Avos zrika after the miksas pasla. V'chi terma according to Reb Chista, that we're saying that zrika is more common than shkita, the exact opposite of rabba. So you want to know my chumah is zrika? Why is zrika more chumer than shchita? Teretz is the lemikra bepiko elav zrika, because the piko, when you have a mind of machshava shalayv lizmanay, it only gets set by the shas zrika. Like we explained many times, that a piko is only considered piko if the rest of the carbon was brought properly. So even though the machshavas piko could happen b'shas any of the four avodos, but slave kol saif, if you have in mind b'shas the shchita, it's not considered piko until the rest of the carbon is brought to kashrus, and therefore the piko is not complete until the zrika is done. So since that's the case, zrika is more chomer than shchita. So it makes sense that by zrika even mixes are is possible, even though by shchita it's not possible until it's kol arla. Okay.
Is there a din of Pesach Sheni by a pilot?